Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, and Tom Holmes. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
It's lonely, isn't it, mate?
It's really weird, yeah.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. The two pillars of comedy together.
But yeah.
It's the first one, this time that Ash hasn't been on a podcast.
I think so, yeah.
We should
explain, because obviously Ash is the technical one of the three of us, that's safe to say. He's also the fantasy football player of the three of us, so it does beg what value you'll get from the next 30 to 40 minutes, but stay with us, I promise. But he is in San Francisco doing some, you know, wizardry of some sort, I think.
Yeah, something goblin-based, I would have thought.
Something goblin-based, and we've been left to try and put together the podcast, which we have struggled with, and obviously all this sort of stuff going on, but we are going to lie and pretend that it's just because we wanted to gear up for a Transfer Deadline Day special, which is when we're recording this.
Yeah. That genuinely is. It's nothing to do with our sort of lack of technical skills. The fact that we're literally like two cavemen trying to work out, like, you know, the wheel or whatever.
Yeah.
We're both here and, you know, done deliberately. Deadline special.
The recording software, I feel like a gorilla with a Rubik's Cube. Like, I'm utterly
very
useless.
Very gorilla-esque as I gaze upon at the moment.
I'm pretty manly. But yeah, so it is Transfer Deadline Day. So, you know, Jim White's doing his thing in his yellow tie. All these clubs are doing some deals. Obviously, that's going to have massive effects on FPL. And while we've been away for a game week or two, with a new one starting midweek, we've obviously carried on playing. We've been active on Twitter. Tom's been in touch with you loads on Twitter. And there's been loads and loads of questions transfer-based. So obviously a lot to catch up on over the last couple of weeks. You won't go through all the results, but we are going to go through the kind of best and worst of the transfer market to see what's good value out there, what we're going to be bringing in, and what you've told us on Twitter and by email that you're going to be bringing in. Before we get on to transfers, we should say there's been a turn, I think, in the last couple of weeks about Aguero, hasn't there, Tom?
Massively, yeah. Yeah, it's gone from, you know, people not necessarily bringing him in. It's got to the point where you have to have him. It's like last season again.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to have Aguero now.
Well, he got two goals and an assist, another two goals. I had him in, thankfully, and have captained him both weeks. And it's made us, I haven't jumped up the Gaffer Tapes lead, but I suddenly stopped dropping purely because of Aguero. And I think now, as we're going to talk about later, that Sunderland's away, a lot of people are tempted by triple captain, or do they wait with a fixture pile up? We're going to talk about that in a bit. But have you got Aguero now?
I brought him in about 4 hours ago. Sat at work and I thought, do you know what? He needs to come in. We've got various tweets on the subject, but the whole front three thing I had to think about. I thought, who stays, who goes? He's a lot more expensive. So I actually, for the first time, took a 4-point hit, changed out a very expensive defender. So I took out Yaya Toure.
In midfield,
for
right.
All Brighton,
right.
Who there's about 5 mil difference there, and brought in Aguero. But we'll talk about who for a bit later when we get onto the fact of, you know, who you have up front, who you should, who you shouldn't. But yeah, no, I just had to bring him in. It was one of those where I'm going to start missing out on points.
That's it. I think his percentage is creeping up and up and up and up. He's now at 27.5%.
I was going to say, yeah, he's gone up slightly, sort of. I think it was about 20 a couple of weeks ago, maybe 10 days ago or so, yeah.
Well, because he hadn't really scored any points, really, since his 5-goal haul against Newcastle. But in the last 2 weeks, he's got 12 and 16. And like, that's huge. If he starts carrying on doing that, and his value is now up to 13.3 when it was, you know, 6 weeks ago, it was 13. So he's only getting less and less affordable. But it's one of those, I think. You might feel like you're jumping on a bandwagon, but as Ash always says, like, don't get bogged down in differential. If you want him, get him. Like, don't worry
and
about
it. The fact that when I looked at him, and it was still only 27, you know, that's what, one in four people have got him-ish?
Maths.
You know, maths and shit. I just had to do it, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to wait till... I think as well, because they got Sunderland tomorrow, or Tuesday, whenever you look at this. They've got Sunderland. I think that'll be the start of him banging in goals, and then people going, right, I've really got to fucking put him in.
Yeah, Sunderland away is and it's got to point. I'll be captaining him. I know normally we say that in the second part of the podcast, but if you're going to have him, you're going to captain him in those games, and he's delivered the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to have him. Although, we'll get to the fixtures, but it just seems like everyone that you'd normally have got really good games this week.
Yeah.
Would you like me to elaborate?
I'd always like you to elaborate, unless we're talking about the Beast of Bodmin Moor.
Okay. Are you saying you don't want to talk about the Beast of Bodmin Moor? Since it's just me and you, we could technically turn this into the Big Cat podcast finally.
I think Ash would have turned off by now. It's just me, you, and 10,000 people listening to chats about cats. We'll get away with it.
Yeah. Chats about cats. That's definitely what it's called.
Chats
about cats. So Aguero, Sunderland away. Lukaku, Newcastle at home.
Yeah.
Kane, Norwich away.
Yeah.
That's just who I've got up front.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at that. And like you know, mid defenders, Cresswell at Villa at home. Dan, Bournemouth at home. Stones. I, on paper, could have the best week ever this week.
That's it. This is it. You're officially saying it's going to be a big week.
Striker-wise, yeah. Aguero. Fancy that. Sunderland away.
Well, in terms of whether people are looking to make changes, because obviously deadline day and coinciding with a new game week tomorrow, it means you're not just making a rash decision, you're going to change it. We're going to look through some of the club's transfers that they've made in real life and what kind of impact they have FPL-wise. Starting alphabetically, because it's AFC Bournemouth, they pip Arsenal to be in top of alphabetically in the league. They've been pretty busy, Bournemouth, because they're obviously trying to buy a little bit of safety, but they brought in Juan Aterbe, who was on loan from Roma, who cost 17 million in real life at Roma.
Sorry, can I just stop you there? Is this the point where I sort of nod along, go, yeah, as if I know who these people are?
Yeah, yeah. If you just do the Ash roll, like if you kind of just get yourself a stock sentence, okay. Like say something like really cliched, like now give us a soundbite.
Something like, I'm surprised he hasn't joined the Premier League sooner.
Brilliant. That's really good.
Something like that.
Yeah, no,
is
that was
good. Is that sort of people say?
It's a very good.
Are we talking about Turbot? Who's the first one? Ronnie Turbot.
Yeah,
Ronnie Turbot. He's a fish out of water. Ronnie, there we go. That's the first one. You can have that.
Yeah, Ronnie Turbot. In fact, why don't every 6 to 8 minutes, Tom's just going to make up a transfer rumor, signing, or cliche,
yes,
and throw them in, and you can decide whether they're real or not.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's like back in the day for listeners from last season. Your random transfer generator.
My random transfer generator is still legendary amongst the FPL community.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can listen to that episode. That was fantastic.
It's astonishing that having used an app that just took your birthday and made you a rumour that we actually ever got nominated for any award, really.
Yeah, I know. Imagine if that transfer generator had actually been good. We would have won that award.
If only it was right. But Turbot, Ronnie Turbot, or Juan Aterbe, I put him in as a bit of a punt, and I mentioned my blog because I thought he's come from Serie A. He's only 5.7 million. He's an attacking midfielder. Stick him in, and it hasn't really worked. So no harm done. He sat on my bench most of the time. But Bournemouth did sign Benik Afobe from Wolves in the Championship. And normally, yeah, obviously, they take a bit of time to kind of settle in. Players in Championship, are they going to, you know, make the grade, yada, yada, yada. But they've had, obviously, Callum Wilson, the kind of surprise success at the beginning of the season, got injured. And Afobe, in his last 2 weeks now, because he's only played 3 game weeks, he got a 2 in his first week and then he scored 2 goals in the next game, so 7 and an 8. And he, for me, is kind of rivaling someone that you could actually bring in for a Lukaku or a Gallo or whatever. Still only 6.1 million, 17 points in his first 3 games in the Premiership, which is pretty decent. So that's a good signing, I think. Elsewhere, Arsenal have signed. Well, it's been busy, hasn't it, Tom?
Massively. Oh, God, I'm just trying to keep up with it. Not a sausage.
How frustrating is that? It's not surprising, though, is it?
No, no, no. We have signed. His name's Ian Not a Sausage from some small African community. Very talented. He's only 13.
With Not a Sausage, I'm surprised he hasn't signed for a Premiership side sooner.
Absolutely. Ian Not a Sausage.
But, yeah, it's not surprising, is it?
No, it isn't. I mean, it's... No. In summer, you expect, you know, a little bit of action. Even as an Arsenal fan, there's a little something, but never January, really. No, a little bit annoying, but you know, I've almost given up on Wenger and transfer windows. I don't get excited about it.
Isn't it annoying though that the fact that he could win the title, like you could win the title here.
Imagine if he just bought a couple of players that could strengthen that squad. I mean, you know.
That's it. You could buy your way to the title slightly because it's the easiest year to win the title. And I don't, where would you strengthen though for Arsenal? If you could sign a couple of players to win the title, what areas of the pitch would you strengthen?
I still think as good as Giroud is, and obviously we've got Sancho, out and out striker. I do think we're going to be talking about him because you can't not. But fucking hell, why we weren't in for Charlie Austin? I mean, he would have been perfect at Arsenal.
Yeah.
That annoyed me. That's annoyed me for a few seasons that he hasn't come to us because, you know, I mean, and it is great to see him back in the Premier League, Craig. You know, it's surprising he hasn't been brought in further.
Fair though, that one's genuinely true. I don't know why he sat QPR so long. He said he didn't want to leave the South Coast or South East. So surely clubs like Arsenal, Spurs, anyone would have been like, oh, fuck it, I'll have him for 4 or 5 million.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, are we going to get to it? But how much did he go for?
It's rumoured to be around £4 million in old money and new money. I just, my granddad always said that. I never knew what it meant. But £4 million is pretty bargain. You know it's bad when your FPL value is more than your real transfer fee.
So put that into perspective. If he went for £4 million, in 1995, Stan Collymore went to Liverpool from Nottingham Forest for £8 million. That's twice as much.
That was
1995, that 20 years ago.
Are you implying that Charlie Austin may or may not hit women?
hey, don't diss Stan, he's our mate now.
Oh, so we have met Stan, haven't we?
We have met, yeah, there's a photo of me, you and Stan.
Yeah, and he didn't hit us.
And I tweeted the photo, and I went, for anyone who hasn't actually seen the gaffer tapes, this is the three of us. Ash looks slightly different than you might expect. But yeah, no, we did meet Stan. But yeah, I mean, you know, 4 million, fucking hell, Wenger's got 4 mil. Jesus, put your hand in your pocket, skeletal bastard.
I know, and then obviously everyone questions Austin's fitness. He comes off the bench, plays 12 minutes, gets a goal and bonus points.
Fantastic. I mean, it was our Twitter was, like, when obviously we were going to attempt to do a podcast or before, all the tweets were Austin related for days. I was just trawling through all these tweets we were getting from people who were... They were tweeting us their balls and they put him in their team and they captained him, a couple of people. I can't even remember who it was now. They captained him.
Yeah.
And then I remember starting a poll, you know, do you bring Austin in? And it was like, yes, great shout, or no, too early. And everyone said no, too early. About 100 votes on that.
But then
70-odd percent, 80% even saying it was too early to bring him in. And, you know, scores the winner against United in his debut. Mental. Unreal.
They were sort of right because he only played 12 minutes. So
correct. So I don't know how many points he would have got. You'd only get one for the start. Four for a goal. So 5 points.
Yeah. Well, he got 3 bonus points despite only playing 12 minutes.
Oh, okay. So what? So he got about eight. So
he got 8 points. But ordinarily, he'd have got 1 point had that goal not gone in. But it means it looks like he's ready to play and ready to start. So he's going to be one of the most brought in players for the window, I imagine now.
And it's great for him. Sort of with the Euros coming up as well, isn't
it? He's got a legitimate chance. From an FPL point of view, he's 0.8% picks, but I think people are going to be waiting because Southampton have got Arsenal.
Correct.
From home, so I think probably people are thinking, what's the rush? Like, where's the fire? Why bring him in now? You can wait a week if he plays.
But at the end of the day, if you can score against United, you can score against Arsenal.
Yeah, I think people more see it as a fitness thing. Like if he plays 70 minutes against Arsenal, then you go, right, fair enough. Yeah. Next couple of weeks, Southampton have got West Ham at home, Swansea away. Let's play him then and buy him then. But yeah, if you're a brave, like Chuck Bailey, one of our listeners, he was straight in. Austin got him. I think he might have captained him. Going to take a risk.
Maybe it was Chuck that tweeted us. I think there was a couple of people, to be fair. But it was, it caused a mass debate.
Yeah.
On that day and sort of leading up to it as well. So, yeah, that was good. And he's just a great addition to the Premier League, Craig.
Yeah. It's good to have him back. And it'll be good because now he can start listening to the podcast again. We just presume. We presume he listened with little Dommy Monaghan. But other transfers.
Talking of Dom, I had mentioned to about the podcast. He said, I'd said, you know, Ash is going out to LA, and I said he might hopefully meet up with Dom from Lord of the Rings, who listens to the podcast and stuff like that. And my dad phoned me up the other day. And he went, "Oh, has Greg met up with that bloke from Harry Potter yet?" I thought he does not know what's happening. Took me 5 minutes to work out what was going on.
So many things wrong. He made mistakes on 4 or 5 different levels there.
Yeah, I know. Brilliant. That really made me laugh for about a week every time I thought about that.
I like the fact that just before we came to record the podcast, I'm getting things ready, and we've had obviously a lot of problems getting it recorded in the can. And I thought, oh, I wonder what Tom's doing. On my Twitter feed, Tom pops up. It finally happened. Just saw a guy riding a bike with no hands fall over.
Yeah. I was just walking back from work, and I actually saw it, and it was this genuinely the highlight of my 20s, I'd say.
Yeah. It is one of those things. Do you know what? I was always bitter because I can't ride a bike with no hands.
No, I've never been able to. I could ride with one hand, and that was sort of like the compromise. I was like, I'll never be able to do two hands. I can do one hand.
But what's the point in one hand riding?
One hand's pretty easy, isn't it?
Well, and also, what's the benefit unless you're a pervert?
Exactly. Yeah.
What's the benefit in no hands? What's the benefit of no hands?
I know, it just annoys me. I think that. I just think, you fucking knobheads. And then he fell over, and it was, it was beautiful. It was amazing. I stood there and watched for ages.
This is the danger of not having Ash here. We'll just talk about stuff like this.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he needs to steer us back. Go anyway, guys. So,
anyway, if Ash was here, I think he'd say something like, but what about Alexandra Pata at Chelsea? We'll talk about that. Chelsea signed a guy from New York Red Bulls, which I don't think is going to be on anyone's radar. Pato.
What's his name? Alan Patio.
Alan Patio. Yeah. He signed, and he's $7 million on there. Obviously, Chelsea have had a lot of problems finding the goal, but he's listed as a forward. He might play deeper than that. Do you really want to take a punt on a Chelsea player, given their season? No. Like, I can't see anyone scrambling.
I think the novelty of Chelsea players, for me, has definitely worn off anyway. I think I was started looking at them a little bit. And now already anytime I've been looking, I've been, for the last 10 days since the last game week or whatever, I've really been looking at, you know, what I'm going to do, and at no point is...
Well, I thought...
Because... What happened the other week, but you know,
I toyed with the idea of Willian for a while, and then you kept thinking, you know, Hazard might do something, but he still hasn't scored in like 30 appearances, and I don't think Pato, who's never played in Europe, in the UK, sorry, is going to be of interest to anyone. Another guy who's probably not going to be interested to anyone as we go through him alphabetically is your favourite player, Crystal Palace signed Emmanuel Adebayor. Is he of interest to you?
No, scumbag. Do you know what? We got a tweet. Did we get the tweet? We got from Chuck Bailey at Pimpshway Chuck.
Yeah.
He said, Adebayor is just signed for Crystal Palace for 18 months. Could be a good low percentage pick. I looked him up. I'm assuming he still is, 5.8.
Yeah, it's 5.8 million.
Now, I mean, it's the old thing where, you know, do you have him when you can get Ighalo or Deeney for, you know, just a little bit more?
I know.
Is it worth it?
Well, I think...
I really don't think it is. I don't think he's going to do it. He'll be like an impact player, come off the bench, and he'll score a couple of goals. But yeah, it's not worth having him.
I think it's because they're desperate.
Sort of starting lineup.
They're desperate for a striker because Connor Wickham is suspended till mid-Feb. Dwight Gale is reportedly going to be leaving, possibly going to Swansea. And Adebayor comes in. He hasn't played much football there, but 0.2% of people have already jumped on board, which it doesn't sound like a lot, but it compared to Pato, who's 0.0, and a lot of these players are. But I don't know. I think it's because Adebayor's got this reputation for trying for the first 6 months of a contract, and that kind of might entice people into it. But a lot of these are going to be wait and sees, aren't they? I think.
I think so, yeah.
It's one of them.
I mean, haven't they still got Shamak?
They have still got Shamak, who surprisingly doesn't play much. He literally hasn't played more than 45 minutes in a game all season. It's all 20 minutes here and there.
The worst hair in football, officially.
Yeah, he has some hairline, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, him and Joleon Lescott, but I don't think we can blame him for that.
No, that's true.
But I think it's going to be a lot of wait and see. I will say, before we go to a quick break, and then obviously we're going to come back and talk through some of your tweets and more of the transfers, what we've got coming up and the changes we've made or that we're tipping to make. I think personally, possible signing of the window was Norwich picking up Stephen Naismith for 7 or 8 million, but a proven goal scorer, started against Liverpool, got an assist and a goal. He never got to play at Everton. But if you remember last season, he came off the bench scoring goals for fun for Everton constantly.
He was in my for a big portion of last season.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. He was the guy to have at one point. It was like him and Yeshua. They were the sort of like very cheap picks, weren't they, that were banging in goals left, right and centre for like $6 million. Yeah,
but well, he was even, at one point, I think he was under $5 million, which was appeal because he wasn't getting much of a game. And even now, he's 5.0. So he's 5.0 million. Hasn't really played for Everton this season. When he did at the beginning of the season, he got that hat-trick against Chelsea out of nowhere and they were his only goals. But in his first appearance for Norwich, he gets 11 points against Liverpool in that 5-4 ridiculous wonder game. And I genuinely think he's a good pick. They have signed Patrick Bamford on loan from Chelsea as well. But I think Naismith's another great pick, again, if you're looking to deviate from the usual picks. But we will talk about some of the other transfers that have gone on and that are going on now on deadline day before the game week starts, Tuesday, Wednesday. And also, Tom's got a lot of your tweets that we're going to go through. And we're also, although in a bit reverse order this time because things are a bit different, going to go through, obviously, the Gaffer Tapes League, where you guys are, where we are, and our very, very, very new top 10, isn't it, Tom?
Yes. Yes. Exciting. It's all change.
You can hear it in his voice. So all that's coming up in part two of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom and Craig. Ash, sadly, not with us. He's not dead, I should say. He's over in San Francisco, but Tom's still here. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
There you go. Very emphatic. We should quickly apologise just slightly, obviously, for the lack of quality compared to normal sound-wise. Not content-wise. We're doing our bloody best. But just sound-wise, obviously, we don't have the usual facilities to do it because Ash is away in San Fran doing whatever he does. And when he comes back, I'm sure it'll be normal service resumed when Ash is back on the podcast. But hopefully, it's still all right, isn't it?
Essentially, I am doing my part on a typewriter.
Yeah, that is it. We're recording it very old. How did they do podcasts when they first started doing podcasts? I don't know. We're not the best people for it, in fairness.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. But hey, we're bloody award nominated somehow. But what we will do, what we didn't do in the first part, obviously it's a bit of a different podcast, given it's deadline day when we're recording this, is have a quick look at the league table and where you guys are in the Gaffer Tapes League, which is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Next year, I'm sure there's going to be four figures worth there. So there's going to be chance to be 10, 11, 12, 13 click wankers. But right now, I'm going to run through the top 10 to see where we're at. And Tom, I'm going to be honest, it is all change. It is exciting.
Yeah, it has. I was surprised how much it changed because it's not very often that I look at the top 10, obviously not being, a top 10 player myself. But yeah, blimey, I was absolutely shocked.
Well, yeah, well, in 10th place is Don't Jew On Me Baby, who I think is a Hearts fan, presumably, because that's the name of a Hearts left back, who has 1,322 points. In 9th place is Gare Mielder of the Mieldi, Isle of Nabumbu. In 8th place, Mitchell Bathurst, Challenge Everything. In 7th place is Elliot Levy, who emails us a lot, AFC Newfinrock. In 6th place, get this, is John Mielder.
Shit the bed.
Lady Norwich, ex-league leader.
Wow.
At one point, he was top 20 in the world, was he not?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, absolutely.
And now he is in 6th. In 5th place is Dyslexic Untied, Alex Robertson.
They knew?
Yeah, he does seem new. New to the top 10.
He does seem new, doesn't he?
Yeah, we don't like your time. No, we do like. It's fine. News welcome. It's okay. In fourth place, Wright and Debushi, Sample. In third place, Justin Bannon, JRB defending. He's just been getting better and better and better as the season goes on. In second place, Mohamed Alkazi, Keep Calm and Climb Up. And he was first not long ago. And only 2 points in first place is Pinky and De Bruyne, Sushant Garg. So that is your top 10 right there.
Holy shit.
All changed.
Well, that's incredible. The fact that John, as he's not even in top five.
No, I know. And
he's not even looking at sort of European football next season. That's incredible.
There are other few big names, sort of regulars, that get in touch with us a lot, kicking about nearly in top. Adam Scott-Allen's in 13th.
Yeah.
He's very close to the top 10.
I've seen guys like Danny McGeeken, who was last year's winner, and Jordy Wilson. They are climbing. They're doing better. Coetzee, I think, is just outside the top 10, possibly.
29th, Coetzee. And nowhere.
Wow, fuck. I think he was 12th at one point, so he's gone down a lot. Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's a tricky season.
It is a tricky season. Adam Heppenstall, he's in 32nd. Chris Gibbons is in 47th. Tom's Secret Team, Ernest Jackson's in 44th. I always really like that name.
I like that, yeah.
The guy pretended to be your secret team. For those of you just joining us, Tom at the beginning of the season put out a secret team and was offering a Toblerone and anyone guessed it. And I think I still haven't, but loads of people did.
You still haven't guessed who they are?
I haven't really, no. I don't know what they're called.
I told you on a bloody podcast, Craig.
No, you didn't.
You need to pay attention. Yes, I did.
You said the name was the funniest there in the league.
No, I told everyone, the Hot Nipple Piggies.
You've never said those words to me.
Go back and listen. Yeah, the Hot Nipple Piggies. I told everyone. I finally revealed it.
There's no way I would have forgotten you going, Craig, my other team name is the Hot Nipple Piggies.
Right, go back. It was about, I don't know, about a month ago, I told everyone who the team was. You were probably on your bloody phone, as you usually do, betting on Russian tiddlywinks or whatever it is.
Who's got time to go through hours of this shit? No one. True. No one. Bit offensive, but I don't think you said it. But either way, the Tom's secret team is beating Tom's actual secret team.
Let's not fall out. There's only two of us. Usually if two of us fall out, then the other one's there to pick up the pieces. It's just me and you. So
just fight. we'll just get really nasty. Really nasty and personal. And we'll start talking.
Let's go to where we are.
Yes.
Our position. I hadn't had a bad week for a very, very long time. I hadn't gone down for about 2 months, right?
Yep.
The missus was furious. I hadn't gone down, but for the last 2 weeks, I've gone slightly down. I've gone from 175th. I'm now down to 202nd.
Right.
Which is a whole click. I've gone down an entire click. Craig. You have risen, and you've begun to rise now. I think it was your inclusion of what's his face,
Mr. Aguero. Yeah, Mr. Aguero.
You're up to 187 now.
Yeah,
you happy with that?
not really. That's all right. Not really, mate.
You were about 387.
I was very much a three-man team last game week. My defence did nothing, and I was just Igalo, Aguero, and Dele Alli got all my points, and somehow I jumped up. But yeah,
pretty much the set of my defence has been shocking. That's been my problem. That was something I was going to actually bring up.
Yeah.
There's about 18 points between you and me, and then Ash is in 64th.
Oh, he won't be happy.
No, Ash is quite ironic. Magical, perhaps, because that's his favourite number, and he's actually got 64 tattooed on his lip.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Actually, true. Yeah, he's such a wizard, isn't he?
There's no way he's listening by this point. So yeah, Ash has a tattoo of number 64 on the inside of his lip.
Yeah, because he thinks it's like a magical number or something. Or he's just massively into the N64.
Maybe.
Computer console.
I love the idea of people who didn't watch football in the 90s bumping into Stan Collymore in the street and going, "Show us your lip, mate. I want to see a tattoo."
Imagine that. That'd be amazing.
But,
Ash 64th, me 202, and Craig 287. So me and you, mate, it's getting close.
It's getting close to beef.
It's only going to be a couple of weeks before we're starting to overtake me, because I've just had a couple of shockers. I really have, from doing so well. It's just been my defence. I've definitely got the right defenders there, but it's just putting it together and having the right combination.
Yeah, I don't feel like I want to change my defenders particularly. It's just picking them at the right time. But yeah, my defence got
this
a
week,
total
like
of 7 points.
Say, on paper, my defence is absolutely brilliant. But my problem recently has been me sort of dead certs. I'm thinking, well, so-and-so's, I'm going to get 6 points from him because there's no way they're conceding the way to Newcastle or whatever. Or rather at home to Newcastle. And then, you know, they do. And then that's it. You're down sort of 5 points in your estimations already. Yeah. That's my problem. I'm counting my chickens too soon, mate.
Don't count the chickens, mate. But a couple of quick clean sheets, yeah, and you're well on your way to a great week. That's the difference between getting 60 points and 80, 90 points, is getting those defenders. And even like I got my back four got 7 points last week, and three of my midfielders got 2 points each. Like it's terrible. But yet I still came out of 64 points purely because of those three players.
I got 50 points last week. That was it.
So you can
really
see,
bad.
You can see how easy it is. But there's talk, obviously, a lot of talk of wild card.
Yes, well, there is now, yeah, because now it's available to us all.
Yeah, and I don't think it'll be long for me, but I think, like most people, it would be unwise to do it before all the transfers have been made, just in case any of them take your fancy. You never know who's going to sign and whatnot. So, it's been a couple of weeks, and obviously we haven't been here for the last couple of game weeks. So we obviously have still going to read through some of the tweets. Tom's been looking at some of the best ones, and we'll try and answer your questions that are still relevant. But we have been. Tom's been on Twitter answering your questions and speaking on there as well. But some of them we're going to read out on the pod. Tom, if you'd like to do your thing.
Where the tweets have no name. That's the first time I've ever done that with my trousers off.
it's how Bono would have wanted.
It's an exhilarating experience of being able to do a podcast with your trousers off. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We got a bloody long time ago. We got a tweet from Adam Hepp at Heppy9293. He said, still not used any chips as I'm waiting for double game week. Oh. Not sure it's coming. So should I think about using them? Right, so that has opened the fact that game week 27,
yes,
there will be no City playing.
Yeah.
I believe that is on the actual 27th of February, I seem to remember. There's no City, and I can't think who else. I think there's no Liverpool.
Yeah, there's no Liverpool. So there's no
Liverpool, no City playing.
No, there's no Newcastle playing, and there's no, I can't remember the fourth one, but yeah, there's obviously four, there's two whole fixtures out of that game week, yeah.
Yeah, so as a result, City will be having a double game week.
Yeah.
I've been trying to work out when it is, and I've been trying to find out when it is.
It hasn't been scheduled yet. It hasn't been put in for definite yet, no.
It hasn't, but there's talk of it being potentially game week 25, which is actually the weekend. No.
Well, it could be
apparently
anytime,
it might
really.
Be next Monday. And if it is, then what's his face? Aguero.
I like the fact
potentially
you
play Leicester and Newcastle in 1 week.
I like the fact you keep forgetting the name of probably the best player in the league.
Yeah, what's his face?
Yeah, what's his face?
Because the tweet I'm looking, they refer to him as Kun. But I mean, Leicester and Newcastle. Well, I don't know if that's going to happen because I think that's far too late, isn't it?
But either way, it's coming. There's going to be a Liverpool double game week.
Either way, it's coming, and it will be coming City. So, I mean, that's your triple captain straight away.
I'd have thought so. I'd have thought that'd be the most popular choice. But a lot of people have already blown their load on the old triple captain.
They have, which is good, which makes me happy.
But I cannot begin to describe how livid I will be if he just clocks up 4 points.
I know, because, and we were all saying, you know, oh, the fact of, obviously, there were people that did triple captain him when he scored five. And we were going, yeah, but I mean, essentially, he's not going to score six, is he? He's not going to get two hat tricks, I wouldn't have thought.
No, if you happen to triple captain him in that five goal week, you've nailed it. You've won at it. You can't do better than that.
Yeah.
No one's going to score 24 points, but you know, it was very early in the season. It would have been a crazy thing to do. So fair play to whoever did. But the second best time to do it, when you don't know that that's going to happen, is in a double game week. And I was starting to get worried it wouldn't happen. Dominic Monaghan is relentlessly asking us where that double game week is.
I know. Well, on the double game week, we did get another tweet from Sushant.
League leader Sushant.
Sushant20, who I assume is Sushant from our league.
Yeah.
He
said Liverpool Everton, brackets game week 27, will be moved to game week 25, 34 or 37
right.
due to Liverpool's involvement in the COC final. Should we start stocking up? Okay, so that's where obviously yes. the thing came that it might be game week 25.
Yeah, so the Liverpool Everton's going to be moved, and yeah, so it's the case of when those games come in, if it's players that are decent, you can stock your side out if you haven't used your wild card yet with nine players or something in your, or you know, if you use your bench boost, you know, you could have 9 or 10.
Exactly, that's where it is, isn't it? And obviously you've got your wild card. But although we did get a tweet, didn't we, saying that you can't use your wild card and any of your chips in the same week, apparently.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how we're going to find that out, I don't know.
We'd have to start reading, and that's for nerds.
Exactly, do you know what I mean?
But
boffing.
If it's not Danny Dyer's autobiography, it's not worth reading, is it?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's
One thing's for sure, as soon as it gets announced, you've got to start planning ahead for it. Like, a lot of people in your league, whether it's the Gaffer Tapes League or your mini league, won't be looking at that, won't be thinking about it, because they've got better things to do than we have. But that's okay. But you can. I did it last year. I started bringing in Liverpool players and Chelsea players for a double game week about 3 weeks before, because it's not that bad having a few, you know, Chelsea a bad example this year, but City, it's not that bad having two or three City players in your squad. So if you've got two, just increase it 2 weeks before to three, pick one.
Like, exactly, yeah. If you have enough warning for when it is, you can start using your... I mean, like this game week would be a good example, because you've got the game week, obviously, tomorrow being Tuesday, and then a few days later, Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, I don't always use my transfers.
Yeah.
If I've got a decent enough team, I don't do it for the sake of it. So I'd have, obviously, an extra free one. Stock them up. Stock a couple of extra frees and stick them, you know.
Cash them in. Stick
the bloody lads in. I think Everton, particularly, is a decent team to really stock up on.
You could quite easily have Lukaku, Barkley and Stones.
Exactly. Well, I've got all three of them as well.
So. There you go. So you'll be fine. You just in that case, you don't want to change them until after that double game week. But yeah, no, it's a good point. As soon as that double game week is announced, then we'll let you know. We did let you know on Twitter that that game was going to be moved, and we have been letting you know the value of the new players that have been signing their FPL value and what you can get them for. So yeah, keep them coming, and we'll tweet you when we know. What else do we have? Do we have any other good ones?
Yeah, Oscar at Footy From Afar tweeted us, ignoring price, what is the best front three combination between Aguero, Kane, Costa, Lukaku and Igalo? Interesting one for me, because I had that today. So I started the day today, Monday, with Igalo, Kane, Lukaku. And I was going to get rid of Kane for Aguero, straight swap, because I had 4 mil in the bank. But I decided that I thought, well, Kane's run, he scored something like 12 in 13 or something.
He's on good form. Tottenham are in great.
That can't be right, 12 to 13.
I don't think it's that. I'll find out just now, actually. Yeah, Tottenham are in very good form.
And in Norwich, they've got Norwich, so I thought I fancy that. So what I actually did was I took a hit and got rid of Igalo and brought Aguero in, like I say, and then you know, brought in Albrighton, who's like 4.5, and got rid of Yaya Toure, because he's only scored about 3 points in 3 weeks. So, yeah, got rid of a very expensive midfielder to get Aguero in and have Aguero, Kane and Lukaku. So that's my three, Aguero, Kane, Lukaku.
I think I would have Kane. He's actually got five goals in seven, but he, but Tottenham are in very good form. And I actually, his value's at the highest it has been all season at 10 million. Points-wise, he finished last season, which was obviously, people would say, a phenomenal best season ever, yada, yada, yada. On 191 points FPL-wise. He's currently on 116. He's on 13 league goals compared to last year's 21. So it's only the assists. I still actually think now, I think Kane might finish the top scorer in the league, even now. I think I personally would drop Lukaku out of the three, but it's much of a much. You're not doing anything wrong by having any three of those four.
Yeah, that's the thing. I thought maybe keep Igalo because he's such good value for money. Get rid of Lukaku, but then I saw, you know, they've got Newcastle this game week, and I just couldn't do it. So I thought I'd go for the three Kane, Aguero, Lukaku. Who have you got up front then? Who are your three?
Currently, I've got Aguero, Ighalo and Lukaku as well. I'm very tempted to be moving Lukaku out, and I might bring in one of the new players, be it Austin Afobe. So it could be Austin at Southampton, Afobe at Bournemouth. I doubt it'll be Emenike at West Ham. It's probably not quite right. Or Stevie Naismith at Norwich. But I think I'm going to take a punt on either Austin Afobe or Naismith just to try
not
Adebayor. To do something different. Probably not Adebayor, no. I heard a song about him. No, never mind. And it's probably going to be one of those three to take a punt. Because I just think that's where you make points up on people. And if you're in 297th in your own fucking league, then you need to start trying to make points up on people. But it's a good question because people keep asking about those strike partnerships, which one. I don't think if you've got three of those four, you're doing nothing wrong. It's just a bit of luck at that point.
It's definitely and who you choose to put your armband on as well.
Yes, exactly.
Especially like this week when they've all got games where they're very, very likely to score, all of them, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see. We shall see. FPL Kegger tweeted us.
Yeah.
When is KDB's wife having their baby? He will play better once that shit is dealt with. I didn't know he was having a baby. I'm not sure how Kegger knows that he was having a baby.
No.
And is that why he's been playing shit?
Well, he's now out for 10 weeks. So Kegger's kind of done something there. And I think...
What is it? Is it paternity leave or something?
Yeah, that's it. He's got a paternity injury. He broke his paternity. And he is out for 10 weeks. Now, he got injured in the League Cup game, travesty against Everton, and I was shouting at the TV going, this is the most ridiculous time wasting I've ever seen, and then he gets oxygen and goes off on it. He could nick that oxygen for his wife, she might need it soon, but he's going to be fine. But he is out for 10 weeks, so that makes some people's decision for them, a very expensive midfielder. And if you're one of those people who had KDB and you're looking for someone to bring in and you still, for some ungodly reason, don't have Dele Alli, then you just saved yourself £5 million to spend wherever you like because he's class. But yeah, so KDB, that situation got solved. Yeah, he is out.
Okay. Well, do you know what? I didn't even know he was out. I've never had him, I don't think. I don't think I've had him at any point this season.
Racist.
Gingerist, isn't it?
Yeah, Belgians. You don't like Belgians. Well, you got Lukaku.
Bloody Belgians. Oh, yeah. I like the buns, though.
Yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah.
We got a tweet from FPL Jesus.
Okay, hello.
Yeah, this lad likes to tweet us. The Messiah. Said, do you think Austin will score versus Arsenal? Brackets, surely he won't. Also, Afobe versus Valencia. Who is the better investment long term?
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, fucking hell, am I going to jinx it by saying I don't think Austin will score against us? But, God, he could do. Like I say, if you're going to score against United, you can score against Arsenal this season.
Yeah, it's all about whether he plays. The point isn't whether he can score. He can definitely score against Arsenal. No one's scared of playing anyone in the league this year, Arsenal included. It's whether he plays. So if he plays 90 minutes, he's worth having. But he only played 12 minutes against United. And even though he scored from a header where he was left, where probably the best header of the ball in the league possibly was left on his own, I don't think that means he's going to suddenly play 90 minutes against Arsenal, one of the best sides in the league. So I still think the people who brought him in last week and were very smug are going to be slightly concerned about whether he plays or not, personally. In terms of the Afobe versus... Valencia long term, it's a tough one as well, because Valencia obviously he's had so many injury problems this season, and then all of a sudden two goals against Man City, two goals against Bournemouth a couple of weeks ago. So Payet's back. I would say Valencia, if he stays fit, best. I'm going to plump with Afobe, I think, just because I think Afobe is going to be Bournemouth's main man and Valencia might have to compete with injury and other people.
There you go, you heard it here first.
Fact. None of that was factual. None of it was factual. But you know, if you want to take
Insight.
Advice, if you want to take advice from a guy 297th in the league that he and his mates set up, yeah, crack on. All yours.
Correct. Well, that's 297th out of about 650, Craig. So,
cheers, mate. You know. Thanks.
And do you know what I noticed as well about that? Before I read the last tweet, I noticed about our league, right? So I got over the average amount of points.
Yeah.
I went up in every, you know how there's all like in Europe, you went up this, UK, you went up this, you went up this, you went up this, in your local town, you know, you went up this.
Your house.
I went up on everything, up, all greens, except for our league.
Really?
And I went down about 12 places. And because it's a bloody tough league.
It's a good league. We should hopefully win some prizes for that shit one day.
Hopefully. It is. It's a bloody tough league, I tell you. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. It's like New York.
That's what they say. That is what they say. It's what we say.
The final tweet I'm going to read to Craig is from Chuck Bailey. Mentioned him earlier at Pimp Sway Chuck. He said, which Premier League player would you most like to kick square in the balls? Hashtag Rochambeau. Hashtag the questions that matter.
Well,
that... Now, I read that and I collated these emails tweets, because I thought that we were going to be doing this previously. So I already had my answer before Arsenal played Chelsea.
Right, yeah.
The other Sunday. But my answer is still the same. It is Diego Costa.
Really?
And I would not stop kicking him in the balls until he was dead.
You just, is it that?
Thank you, good night. Cheers.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah, absolutely. I can't stand him. And I think most people, unless you're a Chelsea fan, would like to kick him in the balls. He's an absolute scumbag.
If I saw him lying down and he was exposed, I'd have a kick, sure. But I think my number one is Lee Catamole at Sunderland.
Catters, yeah.
Catamole! Yeah, I'd like to whack-a-mole Catamole. He's awful. He's stolen a career as a footballer. He's just a little thug bastard, and he manages to, like, he's one of those players that commentators kind of go, oh, he is industrious, he works hard. It's like, yeah, so did the miners, but it didn't mean that they stayed around for that long. I don't get him, what he does, and I don't like him. He's a thug, so I'd kick him. But Costa's a great shout. He must have been the most popular answer, was he?
I'd say was he? I don't know. I haven't asked many people. You're the first person.
Oh,
and
you
didn't say Costa.
So I thought maybe people tweeted to say Costa.
Yeah.
Who did Chuck say he'd kick in the balls?
He didn't. I'll tell you what. Well, tweet us. Just Chuck, all of us. Tweet us. And what hashtag should we use on that, Craig?
Well, we've already got balls. So let's...
already got balls.
Yeah, just balls. Balls kick?
Kick balls.
Kick balls.
Makes more sense. Not? Okay, tweet us with kickballs and who you'd like to kick
in
the
balls. Yeah. We'll run a poll on that.
Premier League
top
footballer.
Ones. Premier League of the past, by the way, it'd be Neil Lennon. I'd love to kick you in the balls.
For me, Barton, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about 90s pop star you could kick in the balls? I'd do Lee from Steps.
Oh, do you know what I'd do? I'd probably do Lee from Blue.
He'd be good to kick in the balls, wouldn't he?
He's a dick.
He's a little tosser, a little irk.
Isn't he a little tosser?
A little toad. Anyway, we got onto 90s pop. Ash wouldn't have stood for that, so we'll get back on track. But it's pretty much all we got time for with the tweets there.
So, I think we've done all right. Again, apologies, that it's not up to our normal standard.
Yeah. But once the guy who actually knows what he's doing is back from America or available on a better time zone, then it will obviously be...
Yeah, as soon as Greg's back from chilling out with Harry Potter and all that shit, and all the wizards.
Yeah, if Greg's back, then we'll be fine.
As soon as Big Greg is back.
In the meantime, it's just Greg me back. And Tom. But let us know what you're going to be doing for game week 24. Obviously, by the time this gets out, it'll be... in full motion, so just let us know how you're getting on, who you went with as captain, hashtag us your points, how you're getting on, and where you're going in our league. And before you know it, it'll be game week 25, and we'll find out where that double game week is. Also, remember to tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com with all your questions. Even if we do miss a podcast like we have had to do for technical reasons in the last couple of weeks, we will store up those questions and ask them, whether it be on Twitter, because Tom's quite good at running the polls and stuff. You've been doing a lot of that, haven't you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of Twitter, a lot of polls. I actually started a poll, who would win in a wrestling match out of me, you and Ash.
Right.
I forgot to check. At one point, it was me and Ash. It was very close. It was like 40% each and you had about 10%.
Why am I not in the runnings? I mean, your maths is terrible, but why am I not in the runnings?
It's not about maths, mate. It's about muscles. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what the final score was, actually. I'll have to check that. But,
We
do actually talk FPL. Well, there's quite a big FPL community out there, and we all get involved in tweets and stuff. So follow us on Twitter and join the league as well. Join our league. You can bring your points over. The pin on the FPL site is 142755-38788.
Yep, so bring your points, bring your dinner, join our league, and follow us on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes. and check us out on thegaffertapes.com. We'll all be back next week, hopefully, of all three of us back full shebang and actually better quality, normal service resumed. But in the meantime, good luck with the game week, and that's it, mate.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so thanks very much, and goodbye.